It is 8:19, Seattle's Morning News, Thanksgiving morning. You're probably trying to enjoy a long weekend right now, aren't you? But why is it that the minute you start trying to enjoy a vacation, you start to feel like you're getting sick? And why does it happen every time? It certainly happens to a lot of people. We contacted Neil Shaw, the director of the Stress Management Society and the author of a book titled The 10-Step Solution, to find out why this is.
If your immune system has been compromised because you're tired and because you're stressed, you are far more susceptible to illness.
Shaw says that recycled air in office buildings or on airplanes can transmit germs from one person to another, so there's a good chance that a day or two into your vacation, you're going to start noticing the symptoms.
Before you know it, you come down with a cold or a flu or whatever else it might be. And I think that is what a lot of people fail to understand. It's not what's actually happening at the moment. It's what's happened up until the point you've gone on vacation that causes us to get ill.
And he says we set ourselves up for this because depending on your job, you probably have to spend the week before you leave doing twice as much to make sure everything goes smoothly while you're gone. And all that preparation and anxiety, of course, increases your stress level.
The week before we go away, for a lot of people, is probably one of the most tense, stressful periods because you've got so many things you need to get organized. You need to get on top of your workload. And then you eventually get away. It takes you a few days just to be able to relax into your holiday. Then maybe you get a few days where you can enjoy yourself. Then the last couple of days, people are starting to get stressed again. The thought of having to go back to, you know, the workload that's built up and all the challenges you have to deal with, for a lot of people means the last couple of days of their vacation is almost written off because they're already turning their thoughts to what they need to do when they get back.
See, this is why Americans hate to take vacation. That's why Colleen and I are working today. We don't want to get sick.
Yes.
But that's not all.
And the other challenge that we have now, particularly, you know, with the advent of modern technology, you don't have a break from your life when you're on holiday because we've got devices and iPhones and Blackberries and so on and so forth in our pockets that give us access to all the information we had access to when we were at our desks. So our ability to switch off is massively diminished. And a lot of people are getting to the point where the thought of going on holiday actually stresses them out.
Right. And that's the other thing. Even if you do everything right, prepare for your vacation, you end up not really taking a vacation because your job tags along with you like a mosquito buzzing in your ear. But he says, don't give up hope. Just plan ahead, take control.
Planning and preparation, that is the key to success. If you know that you're going to be going on vacation in a couple of weeks' time, don't leave things till the last minute. You know, start reducing your workload, start, you know, getting on top of things, delegating things onwards, saying no to additional demands that might overwhelm you. You know, starting things like packing and doing your laundry and making the plans as far in advance as possible so we're not leaving things to the very, very last minute.
Plus, he says you must eat properly, sleep well, stay hydrated, avoid alcohol, and finally, ditch your damn phone.
Leave your phone in the car glove box before you go away. And if you can't do that, at least leave it in the hotel safe and only pull it out once a day for 10 or 15 minutes just to check if anything important's come up. Because your ability to be able to switch off means that you're going to come back, feel more rested, more refreshed, and better equipped to cope with whatever is waiting for you when you return.
Neil Shaw is the director of the Stress Management Society, and he's put all this in his book called The 10-Step Solution.